John, how you doing, man?
Hello, I'm just back from Build. I'm excited from all the news over there, and more personal computing stuff. And I was just looking at some more videos on Channel 9. What about you?
There's a lot of content to absorb. I feel like I'll be watching sessions for weeks to come, and I can't. You know, I want to watch them all back to back to back to back, but there's just too much information. I can't process it that fast.
I
definitely download it and watch it at double time, though, because I like the fact that I can watch, change the speed, and I can pause, go back if I miss something, and meanwhile, as people just explain things, I can just go at light speed. So that helps a lot.
That helps. Me too. Same here.
Hey, what's something cool you saw at Build?
Well, at Build, the most exciting news for me, you know, as a more personal computing developer, is the new inking stuff that they showcased, and in particular, the new inking as they showed it. Now we have some more inking blocks. So there is the inking in canvas and the ink toolbar. As building blocks, you know, as they work today, that you can just put some few line of XAML and you have your application ink enabled. And then they also added some more building blocks, the ink presenter and the advanced processing, that so that you can do also a lot more. Also, the ruler is exciting.
How do you invoke the ruler?
This is just a command on the toolbar. So when you have your toolbar, inking toolbar, just push the button of ruler and you get it on your visualizer on your application at application time.
Weren't you surprised? For just a moment, I thought it was a real ruler. I mean, it looks really realistic, you know?
Yes. When I was looking at the keynote, I had the same feeling, and I started the applauses when I saw. And yes, in the wall room, I was the one that started it. That fire. Yes.
Well, let's see. You went all the way to Build, all the way back to Italy. How many years have you been an MVP now?
This is my fourth year right now.
And you're in what is it? It's EE, right? Something.
Yes, my award right now is Emerging Experiences, More Personal Computing. And I came back from the Surface Table, then we become Kinect MVP, and actually we are Emerging Experiences, More Personal Computing MVP. And we do all the stuff regarding Emerging Experience. That means Cortana, that means inking.
No, John, it means awesome. You get to do in the Emerging Experience MVPs, get to play with all the awesome stuff, and you know it. It's the stuff that shows up in the keynotes, right? That's the way it is.
Exactly.
It's the cool stuff. Okay, so let's talk about inking from a software point of view. I know that you've been playing with some stuff around inking. Tell me a little bit of what you've been doing.
Yeah, I was exploring the way of filling text. You know, right now we can use inking or voice to fill text. But for example, on my Windows 10 phone, I can use voice to fill a text box, but I cannot do it on desktop or tablets. And another way that I was really curious to explore was what about filling an input field with the ink directly?
Today
you can do it direct with the virtual keyboard. Okay, if you switch to the appropriate virtual keyboard, what we can do right now is something like this. You can point at your input field, and then you can start type something, but you know it's something that is indirect. Okay,
yeah.
So it doesn't.
It's not part of the experience.
Not,
Right.
So how to do it, if not with a with the possibility to giving the user the possibility to fill an input box, just drawing, just inking about it.
Yeah.
And for this, I create a control that the name is ink to text box. And also related to this, there is the voice to text box. So two way of filling an input field with voice or with ink.
Okay.
All the code, this is part of some work that I'm doing at my real work. Then I talked with my CEO and I convinced him to share this code, because this is something that everyone can use and can make part of his Windows experience. So we decided to share it. And now they are public on my repository on GitHub, and I hope that soon will be part of template 10. We are trying to figure out how to do it.
Because you're one of the contributors on template 10.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, I love it. Template 10 is the way of develop a universal Windows application with the MVVM pattern.
Yeah.
This is my opinion.
Yep. Your opinion is correct. Okay, well, let's see it. Can you show me it in action? Kind of give me a feel for it?
So, now, if you want to see it running, by the way, they are really simple. So once you get the NuGet package, the only thing that you have to do, unfortunately at this moment there is no support for the toolbox, so you have to do it by hand.
Okay.
by writing some little, but it's really little, XAML. So we need just a reference to the namespace, to the assembly.
Okay.
And then how to use it. The voice to text box is just an extension for a text box. So you can use it as you use a text box, plain and simple.
Okay.
So we have the voice to text box here. The ink to text box is a bit different. Imagine the ink to text box as, as an inking layer, okay? So this inking layer is getting
inking canvas.
Right, exactly.
Inking canvas.
Exactly. Imagine it as an inking canvas. Now the trick is this. When you are using an inking canvas on your application, you have to switch on and off if you want to interact with your control or if you want to ink.
Okay.
This is made a bit smarter. The way that the user experience is taught is that you are on your application and you are using touch and mouse inputs on your to use your application and inking to write above. So if this is your design, you don't have to switch this layer on and off. You can just let it at the same layer.
Yeah.
And he will get only the ink events, and he will pass through all the other events. So just this code, a stack panel with your text, the inking layer, and here we go. Let's see.
All right.
It's building. Okay. Here we go. So,
and it's pretty cool. You're using this in a real application as well to validate that it works and everything is good.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. We are using this control in a real world application that it will be out on the store for the Surface Hub launch, because this is a continuum application that will work on phones, tablets, and also it will have its tailored UI for the Surface Hub.
Okay.
So back to the inking. Here we go. The first one is just a text box, and with the ink to text box, what I can do is I can ink about the text. The text gets recognized, and then you get it inside. But if we go back to the example, this layer is covering also the voice to text box, so you can use the same on the voice to text box because it is just an input field. Okay, it works with any text box. So now this is a text box that it works. This is really what I mean for more personal computing. You can write with your keyboard, you can ink on your text box, or you can also, hello, how are you? And let's see if there is enough internet connection.
Here we go. Oh, beautiful.
Right. And the user experience that I tried here is also the user experience of Cortana, to simulate the user experience of Cortana. So, hello, how are you? And I felt that there is some problem when you are on low internet connection, but this is also the same problem that you have with Cortana from the operating system.
Yeah.
When it says something went wrong, please try again later, because this is service-based. So if you really don't have a good internet connection, you have to be aware this should be as the sign that it's not possible to use voice recognition stuff.
Okay, so we have, you can add to a text box so you can draw right on top of it and it reads, it interprets the text that you're writing. What about other languages? Could you do this in Italian?
This depends on your PC settings. Okay, so if your PC settings are in Italian and Cortana is available in your country, it will recognize also Italian.
Ah.
This laptop where I'm working on is full US.
Okay.
So because of this, and also, you know what, about inking, we in Italy, we have a different way of writing. Okay, let me show you something. This is how in America, in the USA, you will write hello, right?
Yeah.
Right. This is how we will write it in Europe, or let's say in Italy. The calligraphy is different, and also the all the recognizing stuff that there is behind, and that it works out and it works at operating system level, it is able to recognize your calligraphy, your typography, depending on the states where you configure your machine.
Very nice.
Right.
Very nice.
Yes. They made a really deep and cool work, and all this stuff are ready for us to use, and they are really cool.
So going to your GitHub site is a great opportunity for developers who want to do something like this, just to look at the code and see how it would be done if it was done correctly. That's pretty nice,
right,
just to have that as a value.
We open sourced it just for this, because as you make it for template 10, we want contributors that we want to work together to make the Windows user experience even more personal and more secure.
Right. So you can get the controls here. There's already a sample that we've put up with the template 10 GitHub site. So you can go there and use the inking box and see its full implementation there as well. And
yes.
And eventually it'll be promoted to an actual control. And there's a lot of changes coming to template 10. I think it'll all happen probably in the summer when the anniversary update is released.
Yeah. Here we go. And this is my branch from template 10, and then if you go to the master samples, then you have voice and ink to text box.
Yeah.
That is the same code, or it's a bit better, I have to see, because we talked about merging them, so I didn't make a huge work as your to detect if Cortana is enabled or not, because also you can use this the voice to text box on Continuum, but there is no reason to use it on a Windows phone, but because this functionality is embedded. So if your application doesn't allow a microphone, if your application is running on a phone or something else, you can look at the code. It gets disabled. It becomes a standard text box. And
okay, so if I take your control and I run it on a device that doesn't have a pin, it automatically downgrades itself. If I run it on a device that's just, you know, mouse, it downgrades itself gracefully.
Right. And on the template version that is on this sample, I am using the core library from template 10 to get if Cortana is enabled and all that stuff.
Nice. Very nice.
Right.
Cool, John. I think you've made something really awesome that a lot of developers in our community would like to tap into. And making it open source and building out these samples in Template 10, and you know, eventually as we start building out what the controls are going to be in Template 10, it's just going to be a NuGet package that you just put in. I think it's a beautiful thing.
Right.
And man, you get to work on a lot of cool stuff. You really, really do. Developers who want to be like you, which is most of them, right? That now at least they have an awesome resource that's more real world, something that's actually used in an app. John, thanks for showing this to me.
Thank you, too.
Bye-bye.
Do you have a demo that you'd like to share? Send a note to Demo of the Day. That's DOTD @Microsoft.com.